with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and really happy now to be talking with Sean Driscoll. Sean Driscoll again from St. Mary's High School, and Sean goes way back with MSO with us. And Sean, how are you?
Hi, Rick. How you doing?
Doing well, man. Always good to talk with you. Good bounce back, I guess I would say, this week after a couple of tough weeks. Tell me how the season's going for you guys right now.
Yeah, we started off, opened up our season with Kip Academy, the school across the street from us, and won a hard-fought battle, had to hang on at the end, made a big play late against a good football team and a good program, which is great to get off on that start. And then, we came out week two, we played Winthrop, and, had a little bit of a slow start in the first half, but I'll tell you what, we showed up in the second half and really played hard down the stretch, and we were fortunate to sneak out with a one-point victory. We scored with about 2 minutes left to take the lead, so we were fortunate there. We started off 2-0, and then, one thing about our schedule last couple of years is it's not easy by no means. And then you go right down to Attleboro to play a very good Bishop Kingman football team, a big school. And we've had success over them in the past couple of years. And they came out and they brought it to us a little bit, especially losing the battle up front with those guys. And they gave it to us with a 30-0 loss there. So at that point, we were 2-1. And then, you go right from there, you go up to Peabody after that, and you have to play a very good, obviously, Fenwick team that's on a mission and has gone through a little bit of tough times in the offseason with stuff. And they came out, and we hung tough for the, first half. We seemed to be in there like we were with Fian. We just seemed to, don't recover from a bad play or so, And that's a sign of a young team, and that's stuff we've been working on the last couple of weeks. I think that Fenwick game was big for us in the sense I think the kids realized they could do some good things at times, but we just got to learn to, to stay away from the penalties and be able to convert some third downs late in the game. Got back, credit to our kids. We have a young team, bounced back on Monday. We had a great week of practice going into play. A tough Bishop Stang team that runs a triple option. Pretty well and effective, and they've had a couple of close games and with games they probably should have won down the stretch, and they didn't get that done, but they came in here, and we were fortunate, to score right away early, the first drive of the game, to get up 8-0, and then, fortunate enough to get a fumble recovery on the next drive by them to get us up 16-0, and then we kind of sputtered a little bit. We had a couple of a bad series on defense. We were able to keep it at that 16-0 at the half. Didn't really come out in the second half, and that's been a challenge for our football team, consistency, and that's what we're trying to get, the second half of this regular season. We've already got, 5 weeks in. We stand at 3-2. We get three regular season games left, and they're all big games for us.
It's weird how fast it goes, Coach.
We were just talking about it last night as a staff. How I couldn't believe we're into week six already.
I know, and that's the bad news, I guess. But the good news is that the younger kids have some experience now. But before I get back to that, I do want to ask you about the emotion. There's two really, I think, emotional games in that mix that you talked about. One is playing Winthrop, because the connection to Winthrop is so strong with you and the kids and staff and former players and so on. And then, of course, you've got Fenwick, which is right, next door, more or less, in Peabody. Those two games are, I would think they're emotional for you as a coach and as a teacher, especially the Winthrop game.
Yeah, well, the Winthrop game, just our second year playing them, and coming in this year, them coming over here and a lot of those guys on that side either played for me, coached with me, worked for me in my other job and in my summer programs and stuff. So it was a special game in a sense, and it was important, and it was emotional. Again, it was for the 100th win in my career, so that was a big thing. And the way that my kids responded in the second half in that game against a very good team, by the way, that's a good football team that week, and we were fortunate to get out of there with a win. But it was, and like I said, a lot of people on that field that night on both sides had a lot to do with a lot of those wins I've had in the past, and then we had to move on again to go down and play Fiend the following week, and that was kind of eye opening for us. They play hard, they get to the ball fast, and it was a different atmosphere that our kids weren't ready for yet.
Well, with younger kids, Sean, I mean, there's two things that I learned this year about speed. You have the speed of individual players, and then you have the speed of pace in a game. And your younger kids, I would imagine, are still learning that's pace of the game.
Yes, and that's a big thing we talk about all the time, is trying to get them to grow up kind of fast and cut their teeth fast, you know. There's years where you have the older group and those older players that are still playing for you. Like last year, you can go a little bit faster with stuff because there was such a veteran group. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, we're still, you know, getting some basic stuff in with some of them. And we've had a couple of key injuries to some of our senior leaders that we're expecting big things out of this year. And so we had more people have to step up. But that was what was great about last week's win. Mm-hmm. We won it with some people that we didn't think, you know, would be playing a major factor this year. Maybe some key roles here or there, but now they really stepped up. A lot of them are going both ways. So we're excited about it. We're excited about this week. You know, a big game with Arlington Catholic Friday night. And like I said, we want to finish strong down the stretch and take one game at a time.
All right, Coach, tell me about, we know about the players who aren't here anymore. Let's not dwell on that. Tell me about the kids who are on their way up. And in particular, Sean, I always ask about line play because those kids never get enough ink.
Yeah, I agree. And I tell you, we're very progressing there. We're getting better. You know, we have, you know, our junior, Adrian Lule, has been playing really, really well for us. And, you know, I'm sorry for a second. Someone just walked through. But
I get it. Yep.
He's been playing really good for us there. And Chris Marks, offensive tackle, he's been having a great year so far. He's a senior. He's one of our senior leaders. Been around a bunch of years. He's been playing pretty good. You know, and we're getting some play out of our junior, Christian Mejia, at center. He's come in second year playing football. He's really learned a lot taking in, and they've been doing well on that. And that's the one thing we've been improving each week is up front on both sides of the football. Mm-hmm. You know, Jake Peterson, another sophomore tackle, he's been playing both sides, not leaving the field. And he's been getting an education fast, you know, on what it's like to be a varsity football player. So we're excited about the future with those guys.
I don't see any cupcakes on your schedule here, Coach. I know Arlington Catholic hasn't won a game, but still, it's Arlington Catholic. And then down the stretch, man, you've got quite a schedule for these kids.
Yes, we do. And I will say, you know, this week playing, a talented athletic Arlington Catholic team that throws the ball a lot and is going to give us, you know, everything, of course. And they haven't won a game yet, so they're a desperate team, which is always dangerous, I think, at any sport when you run into something like that. And I know they're going to be well prepared. And we're going to have our hands full as we will every Friday night.
Coach,
looking forward to it, though.
Oh, all right. Let me just ask you sort of one final general question. Excuse me. With the tradition you have already built at St. Mary's, what's this year feel like in terms of we're headed in a good direction? It's a growing process, you know. There's change, there's ups and downs, and there's things going cycles. But in terms of your kids there, what you're doing with your coaches, and now midway through the season already, you have a chance to really have either a great outstanding record with these young kids or a tremendous learning process for them that they're going to be able to use in the future.
Right, and that's one of our goals, and, you know, reevaluating where we're at halfway through the season, you know, last week, what our kids were getting out of it and what they were learning and what where we were behind at, I think, was the big thing, and the planning of just the practices and the preparation. Mm-hmm. It does get frustrated sometimes because, you know, the last two or three years you had, you know, everything was in line, they know what to expect. That was a learning curve as well, you know, going in. But I will say that they're getting some good experience across the board at all levels. I mean, we were able to play this year, which we haven't done in a while, three freshman games this year.
Mm-hmm.
We got another one this Thursday. So it's good for our younger kids, especially our eighth graders. We have some seventh graders that are out this year. So that's been good for them. So we're taking baby steps. We're a little bit bigger on the step process now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, this is a big week for us to be able to get the 4-2 with this group and get ourselves in a big every week being a big game. I think it's something that the kids will be up for the challenge. I think they'll learn a lot from it.
Final question, Coach. The length of games, I've noticed in particular teams that like to pass, the nights have been very, very long, up to three-hour games. And, you add the extra minute, which doesn't seem like a lot, but it's a whole game by the end of the season. In terms of that kind of pace, Coach, with the kids you have, how do you how do you manage the playing time and the process of that? Because there's so many timeouts, so many incompleted passes, and the kids tend to cool down a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, right. And you know, fortunate for us, we're rotating so many kids at key positions, I think, on both sides of the football, probably more defense than offense.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting a lot of reps, and they're getting a little bit of a break, too, because in defense, you know, you're always chasing all the time, and offense is being a little different. So we try to get them a rest here and there, and that's leading to more reps for a lot of people. I mean, we'll probably get consistently 15 to 16 guys rotating through the defense as a whole. So which is a real good thing. But you're right, the games are a little bit longer, especially when you play those passing teams, and you know, the clock stopping here or there, and sometimes it seems this week the game went by pretty fast. Two fairly running teams, one's running the option, so it went by pretty fast. And I think previous games against Bishop Field, they threw the ball a little bit more, they were a little bit longer. So it's just something that we've got to, you know, to grow into as a team.
Yeah, I think it's an adjustment. It's certainly an adjustment for me as watching the games. And I got to tell you this before we go. I saw one game recently, a high school game, and there were so many incompletions. There were so many out of bounds plays, and then the opposition coach at the home field, he kept questioning the referees. So his team kept getting timeouts without having to call a timeout.
Yeah.
It was the longest game I've ever seen, but it's a learning process for the kids. So I get it.
Right, and that's the key thing, and especially every year. There's a lot of teaching that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a younger team, it's being patient with that teaching and believe in what you're doing and get them to believe what the goals are.
So exciting to talk with you always, Sean. Here we are halfway through the season. I'm looking forward to talking to you guys again. And best of luck this week.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Coach.
Good talking to you.
Take care. All right, bye-bye. That is Sean Driscoll, who is the St. Mary's High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.